You are listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me in the studio. And on the phone, we're pleased to welcome Marshall County Arts Commission Director George Milam to Sounds Good. Mr. Milam, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Tracy.
George, I was looking back over the history of the Marshall County Arts Commission, and it was just founded 10 years ago, and already you guys are working, I mean, in reality, you have a 6,800-square-foot children's art activity center that's just about to open, I would guess.
Yes, ma'am. We're coming up on our 10th birthday, you might say, Kate, and thank you for getting in touch with me today. The Arts Commission was formed in October of 2003, so we're about ready to sing happy birthday to each other.
Now, you are currently working on a fundraiser to put sort of like a canopy over a waiting area getting into the art center. Tell me about the construction and when you expect to be operating and what the current fundraiser is.
Okay. The project is under construction now, and it is moving along at a rapid pace, and I would say that it is on schedule for opening in 3 or 4 months, the latter part of summer, early fall. And the location of the Arts Center is going to be about a block off of the Court Square in Benton. And as you said before in your introductory remarks, it's 6,800 square feet. And several of the features of the building, Kate, is it's going to be filled with really multi-purpose areas. And I can describe those a little bit later if you'd like for me to. We want to be able to adjust the spaces in there to accommodate just about any program, activity, or function that would come down the pike for the children of Marshall County and also the citizens of Marshall County. And it's well underway, and we're looking forward to opening. We'll finally, maybe someday soon, have a home.
Now, let's not forget what you're currently raising money for and how you're going about it. It's kind of fun, this face thing.
Yes, ma'am. It's called the Faces of Marshall County. It's actually a project, Kate, where all of the citizens of Marshall County can become personally involved. And it's a public art project, quite frankly. And it's has actually two aims. Of course, the public art project is part of it, but the Benton Main Street organization is the one that came to us with it. They are actually heading this project for our benefit, but we're intimately involved with it. Faces of Marshall County is it's a fun event that's going to show Marshall County pride to the world by revealing the many faces of Marshall County. We're going to reveal as many as possible. And what is involved in this is very, very simple, and it's something that will be fun for everybody that is involved. You can simply, the simple way to learn more about this is to go on Google search, and I think most everybody knows how to do a Google search, and you just type in, "We are Marshall County," and the first site that will come up in that Google search will be this Faces of Marshall County campaign that you will see. And it's going to be faces of the folks that live in Marshall County, folks that have gone and moved to other areas of the country. And even we are going to be honoring some of those people who have been so important in the past in Marshall County and those that are deceased. And we are able to do that by taking pictures of pictures. And as soon as you get on the site and want to participate in the campaign, you just click on the level of support that you would like to provide, and then you will get a printout of your receipt, which you will take to a photo center that we have set up in Benton, and get your picture made. And then on June the 15th this year, 2013, is going to be the grand reveal. On June the 14th, towns like Benton, Calvert City, Draftonville, and Hardin, they're going to look just like they do today. But on the 15th, when you drive down the streets of those communities, you're going to see 2x3 posters of black and white pictures all over the place. It's just a unique way of people getting involved with helping us to fund the protective canopy that we need for our building when the building opens.
Well, it will be indeed an amazing day on June 15th. We know you'll get scads of contributors who want their faces around town. We look forward to driving around those days.
Sure.
Now, the building itself is a dream come true. The Marshall County Arts Commission has been conducting chorus and theater lessons for Marshall County kids for years, right?
Yes, ma'am. When we started years ago, we started with originally 4 board members. We are now up to 17 volunteer board members that govern the Arts Commission. We are a nonprofit 501c3 and all of that. And the Arts Center for Children is, you hear art, Children's Art Activity Center. It's also going to be for any of the citizens of Marshall County. You may have a group that would come in and want to have a banquet or something like that, and we will have the space for that there. It's a 6,800 square foot building, and the spaces, if I may go through that quickly, when you walk into the front lobby, which it's a normal reception lobby, but it also serves as an art gallery that we will have art hanging up in there. It'll be a reception area for people who are coming into the community. Also, it can serve as a reception area for baby showers, wedding showers, and also it can serve as an instruction area for visual arts. It can be an art classroom. Then when you go on down the corridor into the big multipurpose room, the big multipurpose room is going to be 1,800 square feet, which is the main part of the building. It is a large instruction area where we can conduct the activities that we have been conducting for years, and that is the children's chorus, as you mentioned, and the children's theater, and our summer camps, which are coming up in June and July of this year. Previously, we've had to go around to different locations and conduct these activities wherever we could find space, but this will become a home. And this big multipurpose room is going to become an area where we can have theater seating in there, where it can hold about 275 patrons as they come to see any of the activities or programs or productions that we might have. And also it can serve as a banquet room and just anything for a large group. And connected to that and 2 feet above the level of that floor is a stage that can also serve as a multipurpose area that can be, of course, for theatrical productions, any kind of a presentation that anybody would like to make there, and also can also serve as another classroom on the stage when it's not being used for productions. So we've made it a multipurpose building for many uses, as you can see.
It sounds to me like there might be smaller rooms around a larger room.
The smaller rooms around are the ones that you might expect to find in any facility like this. Of course, restrooms and big storage areas up on the stage and off of the multipurpose room, the mechanical room. We're even going to have an office there, and eventually we will have a catering kitchen there where banquets can be served from that kitchen. When we open the building in 3 or 4 months, the building will be fully functional. The day after the contractors leave, we can move in and start our programs and activities. But as time goes on, we will have to add the equipment and furnishings that are going to be necessary as time goes on. We're just thankful that we were able to preserve the original footprint of the building, and it will give us adequate space for the instruction that we're involved in.
Well, George, congratulations to you and all the other Marshall Countyans who've been so dedicated to this project over the years. We'll keep in touch, and we want to see that fascinating faces exhibit in all the towns right. of Marshall County on the 15th. We'll be back in touch with you for an update. How about that?
That would be fine. Just go to Google search and put in We Are Marshall County, and you will learn all about it. And you do not even have to have your picture made. You can contribute to this at any level from anywhere in the world.
George Milam, thanks so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
George Milam is one of the directors of the Marshall County Arts Commission Board who've accomplished a great deal in a decade.